TJ Bo and producer Hope. We're so proud of Team USA, but we're thinking to ourselves, some of us aren't athletes, not even close. We can't even pretend to be athletes and train like these athletes, but we do things every day that we feel could be an event or we could win a medal doing.
Like when you bring all of your groceries in one trip.
One trip.
I look like Wonder Woman. I've got like 15 bags. Like, get out of my way.
Yeah.
I don't need your help opening this door. I can do it all myself.
The milk is tipping out. Is she going to make it up the step? She got it. She got through the doorway.
Ouch.
The burning of the tarp on your arm.
Yeah.
Like all the weight. It's not even like how heavy it is. It's specifically the handles.
But it gets easier and easier each time after training.
Calloused arms.
Look at the guns on her, carrying double loaf and peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, Jennifer says diapering then re-snapping a toddler.
Yeah.
Why do they got to put so many snaps on that outfit? And you are. And those kids, the legs are going and you're trying to snap.
I've seen multitasking moms, and Celeste was real good. On the phone, one hand, change the diaper, powder wipe, clean diaper, snap. Kid's up in her arm and she's walking. Never put down the phone. And I'd be like, wow, that's a gold medal right there. Everyday things we do should become Olympic events. We should get medals.
How about when you wash, dry, fold, and put away your laundry all in one full swoop?
Yeah. That's definitely worthy of getting up on the podium. Those are skills. Can y'all do it in one time frame there?
Lori says farming.
Farming is incredible.
Absolutely.
You ever think you want to be a rancher or farmer because you see it on TV or Hollywood? You
know, the movies? Hard.
Yeah, go do it in person. Thank you, farmers. Thank you, ranchers, for all you do. Because I've gone out there like, oh, I'll help. An hour later, I'm like, so when do we get a break?
No Saturdays and Sundays off.
Stacy said bringing in two sleeping kids from the car, taking off their coats and shoes, and getting them to bed.
Without
while
waking
still
them up.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, when you were a kid, do you remember just like pretending to sleep so that you wouldn't have to walk in, like just laying there like dead weight? You're like, how can I convince my parents to carry me in? Got to carry the princess in.
Just pretend that you're sleeping.
My kids always did that. And after a while, they start getting big and heavier.
Yeah, don't they? And then they still try whatever Hope was trying, pretending to sleep. And I'm like, hey, you're too big to carry. All right, I'm leaving you in here then because I can't carry you. Let's go to bed.
Close the door and everything. Next thing you hear, the knock on the door.
I can't believe you just left me out there.